The crowd Thursday numbered perhaps 200 or 300. Most were there to celebrate free speech and diversity, but many sweltering on the sidewalk before the Capitol were there to oppose the Satanic Temple's demonstration.
You are a liar, you are a hypocrite, and you know nothing of the ways of God.
The Baphomet statue is a kind of goat-headed pagan idol. Organizers say it exists simply to protest the state of Arkansas's installation of a Ten Commandments monument on the grounds earlier this summer. Satanic Temple co-founder Lucian Greaves seemed a little surprised it's gone this far.
Actually, this is the first event like this our particular group has attended.
No one spoken to for this report said they actually worship Satan.
I'm here for the Declaration of Church and State.
That's Malcolm Monstrom of San Antonio. He was dressed as one of the Knights of Baphomet.
It's obviously an ironic protest. That's the whole point of it. I mean, you know, I'm not a Satanist.
And that's Holly Worman of Little Rock. Emily Bell of Conway took the occasion to pass out free cookies and advertise her business, Lulu's Dark Delights.
I have cookies that are all on the more alternative side of life. They're all dark styled, but they're all still cute and sweet and delicious.
One of those standing quietly in back with a Confederate battle flag was Tom Robb, the national director of the Knights Party of the Ku Klux Klan.
We came here because of the Satanists having their demonstration, so we came out here not as a protest, but just as a witness, stand as a silent witness.
Robb was joined in protest by Justin Lee, a Christian and a person of color from Brinkley, who said he would ignore Robb.
But we're not here for that protest. You can't fight all battles.
Lee said he was there to stand for Jesus Christ and against material he called obscene.
So they have the freedom to have it, but they're trying to push it upon the government. Well, it's not protected because you have what's called obscene materials.
The Baphomet statue was unveiled to the crowd on the back of a flatbed truck. A permanent seat on the Capitol grounds would require approval from the state legislature. State Senator Jason Raypert, who's credited for the Ten Commandments monument, said in a press release that, quote, "It will be a cold day in hell before that happens." In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
And you are nothing more than an agent of Satan. You are from the pit of hell.
Even if I disagree.